This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Root is in the house. Wayne Allyn Root. USA Radio, Newsmax TV, a relentless Trump warrior, relentless conservative warrior, relentless middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, American-made, proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old US of A. I don't kiss asses, I kick asses. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET, in Las Vegas, Nevada, the great Las Vegas. Edward Stoltz, the owner-operator, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau is owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository, so you know you can trust them. U.S. Gold helps hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about precious metals. Hundreds of thousands. And endorsed by the state of Texas. Got the stamp of approval by the state of Texas. I've teamed up the professionals at U.S. Gold Bureau to create the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. 100 American Silver Eagle coins in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint. 100. All coins are investment quality. You get the coins at actual dealer cost. You get a free phone call, free shipping, free delivery insurance. Order today and also get a free official U.S. Mint storage box that holds 500 coins. Call the U.S. Gold Bureau for this offer. 100 American Silver Eagle coins, 800-885-GOLD. 800-885-GOLD. 800-885-4653 or go online, usgoldbureau.com/roots. We love to take your calls. You can call us at 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Keith Ellison, I always love talking about Keith Ellison. That is one bad dude. Keith Ellison says, no similarities between the allegations against me and the allegations against Brett Kavanaugh. He's a congressman now, the only Muslim congressman in the United States, Minnesota Attorney General candidate, and he stated there are no similarities between the accusations against him and the accusations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Every case should be valued on its own facts. Ellison said he called for a House Ethics Committee investigation because I want to be transparent. I want to be cooperative. I mean, I didn't do the things that my ex-girlfriend accused me of. He added that an independent investigation paid for by the DFL. What's the DFL? I don't even know what DFL is. Democrat. I don't know what that is. I have no idea. That's funny. Something about the Democrats. Found the allegations unsubstantiated. Later, he was asked if he sees similarities between you and Judge Kavanaugh's hearings. Ellison responded, absolutely not. No similarities at all. Every case has its own facts. Every case needs to be valued on its own. And, you know, for people to try to mix the situation and that one, they're making a mistake because of their political motives. All right. I actually didn't say as much as I thought it would. It said kind of nothing. Pew Research says the confidence in Pope Francis has plunged among American Catholics, U.S. Catholics. Pope Francis's approval rating among U.S. Catholics struck an all-time low in the face of his refusal to answer allegations that he rehabilitated serial homosexual abuser Cardinal Theodore McCarrick. It's funny, you know, liberals love to put out headlines that Wayne Root is extreme and radical. They might even say that I'm crazy. Yet I'm on the same side in every reasonable poll, you know, conducted by like a Rasmussen or a Pew or a Gallup. I'm on the right side of every single issue. I'm with the American people on every single issue. I just have one of those minds that works like the silent majority. And I'm just always on the same side as the silent majority. It's really quite amazing. But there's nothing extreme or radical about a guy who's always on the same side as the silent majority. And I always am. And I can't stand this Pope, and I can't believe any Catholic wouldn't disown his Pope. Only 30% of Catholic adults in the United States say Francis is doing an excellent job. Actually, an excellent or good job addressing the sex abuse crisis. Only 30%. That's a decline of 24 points since 2015, which just goes to show you that Catholics do not like this pope. France's overall approval ratings, 48%, represents a significant drop since January of 2017, when the pope enjoyed a two-thirds favorable rating. In the year of his election, he had a 72% favorable rating, which, you know, also that goes to show you something. Wainwright's on the right side of history at all times, right side of the average middle-class, common-sense American, average patriot. But it also tells you a very strange thing, and that is that the more people are exposed to you, the more they don't like you. So Pope Francis starts out at 72%, and then he goes to 60% or so, two-thirds, so, you know, 60 and change, 66%. And then he goes to 48%. The more you're around the pope, the more you dislike him. The more you know about him, the more you don't like him. 60% of American Catholics say that Francis is doing only a fair or poor job of handling the sex abuse scandal. More than half of those say his efforts on this front have been poor. How about downright disgusting? Is there any vote for downright disgusting? In any case, I can't stand this pope, and I don't understand any Catholic who would believe in him, and the numbers are going down dramatically, so that's good. That's good. More interesting updates. Grassley responds. Christine Ford attorneys refused to turn over documents to the Senate committee. This is insane. If Ford really had something to prove here, she'd fully comply with the Senate Judiciary Committee and turn over the documents. But instead, they say they will only turn them over to the FBI if they interview Ford, which is ridiculous because she's already made sworn statements to Congress and the American people. Britt Hume said, worth remembering that for all the talk of the FBI supplemental background check, the Constitution confers authority to advise and consent on the Senate and only the Senate. Refusal to provide info to the committee is striking. What does she want to say to the FBI that she hasn't already said on her oath? It makes no sense they're demanding to speak with the FBI when they won't even fully comply with the Senate, as Hume points out, is the only body that really matters right now. She had over 2 weeks to provide them to the Senate, which in this case had more investigative jurisdiction than the FBI does. She could have presented them during open testimony as corroborating evidence. She didn't. This is a game, time to end it, says Stephen Miller of the Trump administration. Hold the vote, nominate Kavanaugh, let the American people do the rest in November. It's that simple. But Grassley said it's disappointing that Dr. Ford's attorneys were unwilling to share evidence with the Washington Post many weeks ago, but to this day refused to share the same evidence with the Senate. That is the typical attitude of Democrats. The ex-boyfriend of Dr. Ford says, or I call her Ms. Ford, she coached a friend for beating the polygraph and had no fear of flying. A man who dated Brett Kavanaugh's primary accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, for 6 years, claims she has no fear of flying, no fear of small space or rooms with single exits, and once used her psychology training to prepare a friend for a polygraph exam. In a sworn statement to the Senate Judiciary Committee dated Tuesday, the California man claims to have been the then Christine Blasey in 1989 or 1990, to have met the then Christine Blasey in 1989 or 1990, and then been romantically involved with her for about 6 years, from 92 to 98. In that time, he claims that witness Ford, then studying psychology, coached a close friend as she prepared for government-administered polygraph tests. Wow. And then Fox News' Shannon Bream posted a redacted version of the letter on Twitter. Fox News' John Roberts obtains a letter from Ford's ex-boyfriend alleging he dated her for 6 years. She never told him of sexual assault. Ford coached friend on taking a polygraph, flew frequently without expressing any fear of flying, and doesn't want to become involved. That's what he said, doesn't want to become involved. Now, she was asked by prosecutor Rachel Mitchell, have you ever given tips or advice to somebody who was looking to take a polygraph test? And she said, never. The alleged ex-boyfriend also claims Ford frequently flew, including in small propeller aircraft without complaint, over the course of their relationship, and had no fear of small spaces or rooms with only one exit. She's just a total liar. Doesn't anybody get that? A total, complete liar. She'd be shredded on a stand with a decent prosecutor. Shredded. Just destroyed. Now, the liberals are in a tizzy because Donald Trump mocked her testimony at a Mississippi rally last night. President Trump at a rally on Tuesday night mocked testimony from Christine Blasey Ford. 36 years ago this happened. Trump then launched into a mocking imitation of Ford as she testified at last week's hearing. How did you get home, Trump said. I don't remember. How'd you get there? I don't remember. Where's the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know. What neighborhood was it in? I don't know. Where's the house? I don't know. Upstairs, downstairs, where was it? If I don't know. But I had one beer. That's the only thing I remember. And people went crazy because he mocked her. Now, it probably would have been smarter to just say nothing. But he's so right. He's always so right. She deserves to be mocked. She's a fool. She's a liar. She's a slanderer. Terrible person. And my guess is she understands psychological voodoo, you know? Basically, she's learned, that's in quotations, voodoo. I don't believe in voodoo, of course, but I mean, I'm just, for better lack of a word, just the stuff that psychiatrists do, she gets it. She understands psychiatry. And therefore, she not only knows how to beat a polygraph, she knows how to convince herself of memories that never happened. You were never in a room with Brett Kavanaugh, ever. Ever. All the other people she's named as attendees have said they have no memory of the party, including a lifelong friend of Ford's who says she never met Kavanaugh in her life. A man's life's in tatters, Trump said Tuesday. His wife is shattered. They destroy people. They want to destroy people. These are really evil people. Earlier in the night, the crowd chanted, "We want Kavanaugh." Of course he deserves the presumption of innocence. Everybody in America deserves the presumption of innocence. Except conservatives, according to liberals. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint confidence. comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392. War now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Liberty Health Share. Health care in this country is a disaster. Health insurance completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You could join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family's a member. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. Toll free anywhere in the United States, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go online, libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. I saved $18,000 last year. I'll save $18,000 this year. And so I've saved $36,000 over 2 years. How many of you can use an extra $36,000? Wave your hand. Yes. If you can use an extra $36,000, call 855-58-LIBERTY. It's a toll-free number, 855-58-LIBERTY. All right. Christine Ford's criminal record scrubbed clean on the database 3 weeks before her letter to Dianne Feinstein. No, this isn't a conspiracy. I'm a conspiracy theorist for even asking the question. Her best friend, by the way, refuses to back her allegations against Kavanaugh with the FBI. So I'm a conspiracy theorist because I think she's a liar, right? Her best friend will not back her up. Christine Blasey lived in Potomac, Maryland, 1985. She was arrested at a traffic stop, ticketed on June 14th, 1985. I wonder what things like that mean. Arrested in a traffic stop, ticketed. What do you mean? Hey, if I get pulled over for speeding, that's not an arrest. It's just a ticket. So which one is it? So I'm actually trying to be fair here to Christine Blasey Ford. If you have traffic tickets, that doesn't make you a criminal. She was charged with a traffic misdemeanor. So I don't know what that means. But there's more. There were two other cases on June 17, 1985. They were also in Catawba County on a different day and under a different case type, criminal. This might be the same case, but two different records were given. The interesting thing about these cases against Christine Blasey Ford is they were last updated on July 7th, 2018. In her testimony, Ford said she contacted the Washington Post tip line on July 6th. That is why July 7th is so coincidental. Is that when they were expunged? Ford's letter to her congressman, Senator Feinstein, was dated on July 30th, signed by Christine Blasey. And yet her criminal records were erased on July 7th. I mean, if you don't believe there's a conspiracy, you're a sheeple. You're a moron. You're a liar. You're a fraud. Speaking of fraud, by the way, here's another great story you got to know. The United Nations top court rules in favor of Iran. So our Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, terminates a decades-old treaty. The drums of war beating over Iran and Syria, as Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Wednesday morning responded to the United Nations top court ordering the U.S. to lift sanctions on humanitarian goods to Iran. Pompeo made a series of threatening statements targeting Iran, as well as Syria, which also comes after the latter received delivery of Russian S-300 anti-air defense missiles early this week. Pompeo said, "I'm announcing that the United States is terminating the 1955 Treaty of Amity with Iran. That's decision that is 39 years overdue." He was referencing a 1955 friendship treaty, or so-called Treaty of Amity, which had been established long before the 79 Islamic Revolution brought the Ayatollahs to power. In July, Tehran had pulled the U.S. from the U.S. before the International Court of Justice, ICJ, to demand that the U.N. immediately suspend economic sanctions leveled by Washington after Trump ordered U.S. pullout of the 2015 nuclear deal and the reimposition of far-reaching rounds of sanctions targeting Iran's energy and other vital sectors. So the U.N. rules against us, right? Every one of their committees has, like, despots on them who torture people, and they rule against us and Israel constantly. And that's why I can't stand the United Nations. Can't stand them. Nine things to know about the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Ah, the music's on, so we're not going to get the nine things. But all I can tell you is it's great for automakers. It's great for farmers. It's great for property rights. It's great for higher labor standards in Mexico, which is going to be good for two things. Number one, more and more jobs will be in the U.S. and Canada because Mexico will never go along with much higher job standards. So the companies will just choose to hire people in the United States and Canada again. And number two, if they do choose to go along with it, we've done a good thing for the people of Mexico. So it's a no-lose. Great job, President Trump. Even the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, who I call Roger Goodell, even he says he's impressed with Trump's new trade deal, which is good for the NFL, which will make them millions of dollars. Wayne Allery and Warren Out, USA Radio, coming up in about a half hour, Newsmax TV. Coming up next, a great guest. Stay tuned.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
War now!
USA Radio News.
Five law enforcement officers were shot in what is still being called an active shooter situation in Florence, South Carolina. The incident took place at a subdivision, and as of yet, the officers' injuries were unknown. President Trump is taking some heat from Republicans and Democrats over what he said about Christine Blasey Ford last night. Today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on the president's comments.
The president was stating the facts. Every single word Judge Kavanaugh has said has been picked apart. Yet if anybody says anything about the accusation against them, that's totally off limits and outrageous.
Federal authorities have arrested a man in Logan, Utah, suspected of mailing threatening letters addressed to the Pentagon and White House, some of which initially tested positive for ricin. William Clyde Allen III was taken into custody and federal charges are expected to be filed Friday. The FBI did say there is no threat to public safety at this time. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is War.
War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, today's Talkers Magazine, nice piece in today. It says Las Vegas-based conservative media figure Wayne Allyn Root is expanding his reach as Las Vegas Review-Journal opinion column is being syndicated nationally. Root says it's an amazing honor to announce that my Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper column has been chosen for national syndication by Creator Syndicate. My political opinions will now reach newspapers across the USA. I'll be joining the Creator Syndicate lineup of stars such as Michelle Malkin, Patrick Buchanan, Ben Shapiro, Walter Williams, Armstrong Williams, Dick Morris, Thomas Sowell, and Judge Andrew Napolitano, all heroes of mine. Root is heard on radio and national syndication via USA Radio Network, and the program is simulcast on Newsmax TV from today's Talkers Magazine, which goes out to the talk show industry. By the way, this segment of the show is sponsored by Cinegenics. Not only do I have a national show 5 nights a week on Newsmax TV, but I've also now got a national sports show. I'm the host of Fantasy Bash, a fantasy football show on CBS Sports Network every Sunday at noon East Coast time, 9 a.m. Pacific. You can watch me on CBS Sports Network. I'm the only guy in America who's 57 years old and the host of two national TV shows, one sports, one politics. And I owe it all to Cinegenics because they took over my life 4 months ago. And I've dropped, I don't know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 pounds and added somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 pounds of muscle. And look, the best I have in 20 years. I feel like I'm 35 years old again. Thank you, Cinegenics. And what's amazing is that I eat more than I've ever eaten, and I eat more times a day than I've ever eaten, and I love the food, and I've lost weight, and yet I only work out about a quarter of the amount I used to work out. Instead of 2 hours a day, I do 30, 35 minutes a day, once in a while, 45, which frees me up an extra hour plus each day to do business, so they're helping me make more money, too. So lose weight, gain muscle, make more money, gain more time in your life. Wow, that's pretty cool. Cinegenics. Call for your free, no-obligation consultation, 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER, or register at Cinegenics.com, Cinegenics.com, C-E-N-E-G-E-N-I-C-S, Cinegenics.com, 888-YOUNGER, 21 clinics all over the United States, main one in Las Vegas, Nevada. Thousands of people fly in each year, no matter where they live, to have their exams and get all their consultations here in Vegas. They turn it into a 3 or 4 day weekend, which is a great idea. 888-YOUNGER. All right, Christina Layla's here from the Gateway Pundit, assistant editor. TheGatewayPundit.com is the website. She does not need Cinegenics. She is young and already very beautiful from what I've seen online, so no Cinegenics for you. But Wayne Root, I need someone to make me great again. You know, it wasn't Donald Trump, it was Cinegenics. Hey, Christina, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Great.
So let's go over the biggest headlines at Gateway Pundit today. It's one of my favorite websites in the world. I go there every morning. And I don't just say that. If you ever had a camera on in my home, you'd see me going right to the Gateway Pundit and Breitbart and Drudge Report and Fox News and Zero Hedge. Those are my go-to sites every single morning, plus my own, of course, RootForAmerica.com. But those are the sites I go to every single morning. And the first one is generally Gateway Pundit because you guys have the most cutting-edge stories I've ever seen, and my whole show is built on cutting edge stories that come from the Gateway Pundit. So thank you, Christina.
Oh, thank you. We try.
So some interesting stories today. GOP and prosecutor knew that Christina Ford coached her friend on polygraph, beating the polygraph before the hearing, and then caught her lying during the testimony. Tell us about it.
So Ford's ex-boyfriend was interviewed, and he disclosed that Christine Ford had previously helped coach one of her friends, who happened to be a former FBI or DOJ official, on how to pass a polygraph. And so when the sex friend's prosecutor, Rachel Mitchell, questioned Ford under oath, she denied that she helped coach somebody. And so Rachel Mitchell already knew that she had, based on the statement given from Ford's ex-boyfriend.
So could they go after her for perjury now is the million-dollar question. Yes, I would think if they want to.
Yes. And so, yeah, absolutely. Ford's friend, her name is Monica McLean. She's worked for the DOJ for over 20 years. She actually released a statement today through Ford's legal team to ABC. It wasn't a sworn statement. It was just a statement that was released from Christine Ford's legal team. It was really bizarre. Denying that she coached anybody. Or she was coached. She was denying that Christine Ford coached her. So this is still developing, and this is going to become its own story.
You know, it's at the point where I just don't believe anybody anymore. They're all,
right.
Everyone's lying and covering up and lying and covering up. How do you ever know who to believe anymore? It's unbelievable.
I know.
And how do you know who's innocent? How do you know who's guilty? I mean, it's so scary to me. I've led kind of a fairly saintly life from the standpoint. I've never drank in my life. I've never smoked in my life. I've never done a drug in my life. And I'll tell you one thing I can tell you for sure. I've certainly never sexually assaulted a woman in my life. But if you get big enough on the radio or TV, how do you know some woman you've never even met? You know, I was on TV the other day, Christina Lela, with Bill O'Reilly. And Bill O'Reilly said he was sued by multiple women, and he settled out of court with them just to avoid long trials and lots of money. And he said, one of them, I've never met her in my entire life. And I've never been in a room with her in my entire life. And that doesn't surprise me, because I always said, you know, if a bunch of women start suing, like with Harvey Weinstein, I'm sure he did terrible things to many women.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's a list of 60, there might be 20 he really did terrible things. The other 40 say, I can make money too, and they jump on board. How do you know? How do you know? I just don't understand. You know, how you ever know who's telling the truth or not, and I don't know if you could believe lie detectors either, because as you see with Christine Ford, they could be beaten. So it's a strange situation. Not good. Not good.
Right.
Dianne Feinstein now suggests the FBI probe of Brett Kavanaugh is not credible. What a surprise, Christina Lela. Aren't you shocked?
We saw this coming. And you know what? Mitch McConnell even said this from the Senate floor a couple days ago. He says, watch. After this FBI probe wraps up, we're going to hear from the Democrats that it's not sufficient. And that's exactly what's happening right now. So Dianne Feinstein, and I don't even know if she's read the report yet, because according to reports right now, the senators have not even reviewed. And when I say FBI report, we're hearing it's just a stack of the interviews, the 302 summaries.
So it's nothing. It's absolutely nothing. Just what Kavanaugh said. It's nothing.
It's a recap of basically the testimony that was given, and we're hearing that the FBI didn't even interview Kavanaugh or Ford because they can just use their sworn testimony. It's sufficient enough. So now, of course, Feinstein is nitpicking the FBI probe and saying, well, this doesn't sound like a credible investigation.
Well, look, I said from the beginning, and I've said it on this show probably 5 or 6 times already, but you weren't here, so I'll repeat it to you, Christina Lela. All you had to do, as soon as Jeff Flake said, I want an FBI investigation, I demand one, I had no problem with that, because I knew it was going to show nothing. But all you have to do is say to him, okay, then we're going to sign an agreement. I'll sign that you can have a 1-week FBI investigation. If you sign on the bottom of the same agreement that if it turns up nothing new, that you will vote for Brett Kavanaugh. You can't have it both ways. You can't say, I demand an FBI, and then when it comes up, nothing new, you vote against Brett Kavanaugh. Jeff Flake should have been made to sign that agreement. So should Susan Collins. So should Lisa Murkowski. We'll do the FBI investigation, but if nothing new comes up, you have to agree to vote for Brett Kavanaugh. I can't believe they're going to do the investigation. You're going to let them weasel out anyway. I think Flake's going to be a no. I really do.
Yeah, he's causing a lot of problems. And the more time that's wasted, I mean, look, just about 30 minutes ago, breaking, Democrats suggest that the past FBI background checks, the last 6 FBI background checks that were conducted on Kavanaugh, include evidence of inappropriate behavior. So now the Democrats are launching a new attack on Kavanaugh based on his past FBI background checks. So
wait a minute. So he passed those background checks. How could they have bad behavior in them? It doesn't make any sense.
Right. That's what the Democrats are alleging. And so now they're all, the Senate Judiciary Democrats have all signed, or 8 out of 10 of them have signed a letter, and the Senate Judiciary Committee, the majority, which are the Republicans, just hit back and said, you know, this is just more theater from the Democrats. These are baseless innuendo and more false smears.
You know, it's wild because the front page story, not on Gateway, but right now the front page story on Fox News is the latest Fox News poll, and I've always thought Fox News polls suck, okay? They're not Republican-oriented polls. They should be fair. They shouldn't be Republican or Democrat, but they always seem to oversample Democrats and lean to the liberal side, even though they're Fox News polls, because they hired a pollster, and he's a Democrat who worked for Hillary Clinton. So I've never liked their polls, but the latest poll shows Republicans are making huge gains in all the Senate races, and compared to early September, the number of Republicans, Christina Lela, feeling extremely interested in the upcoming election, up by 9 points in Indiana, 8 points in Missouri, 11 points in Tennessee, 8 points in North Dakota, 2 points in Arizona. And in each state, Republicans are now just as likely as Democrats to say they're extremely interested in erasing a huge Democratic edge that they had in those states before the Brett Kavanaugh hearings. So this has been the greatest elixir for the Republican Party in history. Brett Kavanaugh, and not Donald Trump, Brett Kavanaugh is leading us to victory as far as I can see here.
Right. You know, I talk to people all the time about what's going on in the news, and I have had men and women tell me, look, I voted Democrat in the past. I will never vote for a Democrat ever again because of what they've done to Kavanaugh. It's
right,
disgusting.
And I've had the same thing. I wrote a commentary on Sunday, and you guys put it up on Monday, I believe, about I am Brett Kavanaugh, we're all Brett Kavanaugh. I got so many letters from people around the country who said, I've been a Democrat my whole life, I'm never voting Democrat again. Same thing you heard. So I think it's good stuff. And a new poll shows Heitkamp, another big story at Gateway Pundit, Heidi Heitkamp in North Dakota, down 10 points again since the Kavanaugh hearings. Everything changed. Christina Lela, great site you've got. Thank you for the Gateway Pundit.
Thank
good
you.
Stuff. Good stuff. Wayne Allen Root, Warren Al, Christina's assistant editor, the Gateway Pundit at thegatewaypundit.com. One of Wayne Root's favorite sites. Mark it down. Warren Al, 10 more minutes to go, and then it's TV time on Newsmax TV. We'll see you in a second.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but is available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allen Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's 6 pure 1-ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
You remember how on the Phil Harris Show, Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with MyPillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get 4 pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the 4-pack special. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night. two go anywhere pillows that are travel size. You can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. You don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the four-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
War now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, coming up next with yours truly, Wayne Allen Root, is Newsmax TV. And Newsmax TV is America's fast-growing cable news channel. 60 million homes as of December, 80 million by next year. We just added Comcast Xfinity, most of it coming online next year. You can also find us on DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, UVerse, etc., etc. We're really conservative, and you can watch me with Bill O'Reilly three nights a week. On Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Bill O'Reilly makes a starring appearance on my show. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable. You have other TV options, so encourage them to make you happy. To make it simple, you can call this toll-free number. We'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. Call toll-free 844-500-6397. 844-500-6397, and Newsmax will connect you to your cable system, and you could tell them, I want my Newsmax TV, so I get Wayne Root. 844-500-67. The biggest disappointment to me in the entire United States of politics has got to be Cory Booker, because at one point he was a pretty good guy, handsome guy, nice personality, very moderate, almost like a Democrat you could like as a Republican like me who always looks for, there's got to be a couple of Democrats in America I could support. He was the mayor of Newark. He seemed like a heroic type. He saved a couple people from a fire. Cory Booker seemed like a great all-American guy. And pretty, you know, not bad when it came to being a liberal. He's more of a moderate. And boy, has he changed. He now wants to be a 2020 Democratic presidential candidate. So in order to do that, he had to completely change everything he believes in. That, you know, that's funny because people don't realize I would never do such a thing. I'm criticized by liberals for being too conservative and too much a fan of Donald Trump. You should be congratulating me and appreciating that I am who I am and I would never change. This is what I really believe in. I want lower taxes. I want less regulations. If you said to me, Wayne, you have a shot at the nomination for President of the United States, but to do it, you'd have to support higher taxes, everyone on welfare, and lots of regulations, I'd say go F yourself. I don't believe in those things, and I would not fight for the presidency by fighting for things I don't believe in. But Cory Booker has become everything he ever hated. You know, he's an extremist, he's a radical. He looks like a complete idiot. And his latest statement today was ditch Kavanaugh, whether he's innocent or guilty, doesn't matter. Because now their answer, first it was, he's a rapist, he's a sex fiend, he's a sex deviant. And then when all of that fell apart and he isn't any of those, it was, he's a drunk, he drinks too much, he drank too much. And now that it appears nobody cares about that, which they don't, nobody cares what you drank in high school or college, now they've gone on to the third one because they've got nothing else left. The third one is, well, the way he reacted at the hearing means he's a hothead and he shouldn't be a judge or a Supreme Court nominee. So now if someone impugns your character and says you're a rapist, you're a sexual assaulter, you're a deviant, you're a drunk, and you're none of the above, and they destroy your life, they destroy your career, they destroy your wife, they destroy your family, they destroy your two daughters, they destroy your ability to coach girls basketball again, they destroy your ability to ever teach at Harvard ever again, things that you love. And you walk into that hearing passionate and fired up to defend yourself. Now you're a horrible person because you got angry because they ripped you to shreds. You've never been a racist in your life, and you're called a racist who hates black people. You've never been one. Now you respond, no, I'm not a racist. Oh, my God, that's disgusting. I love black people. I've never been a racist. Oh, now you're not qualified because you answered back. Someone called you a horrible thing, and it got you angry, and you answered back with passion, and Democrats say that disqualifies you. And the thing is, they're all such hypocrites. What does Cory Booker do in his spare time? I've heard rumors. Oh, I've heard bad rumors about Cory Booker, man. He's a sexual deviant and a cocaine addict. Did you know that? No, actually, I didn't hear those rumors. I'm making that up. Anyone can make up anything. Anyone could say, I heard Cory Booker is a heroin addict. I did heroin with Cory Booker. I had gay sex and did heroin with Cory Booker. Anybody can say anything they want about anyone, and the Democratic Party thinks it's okay. They've made that clear. So it's open season on Democrats. Pick up the worst thing you could say about anyone, Charles Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, Cory Booker, and let's all just start sending in anonymous letters and making anonymous phone calls and accuse them of it. Because they've just proven that it's no problem if you do it to a Republican, so why not do it to them? I'm asking an open question. Democrat Senator Cory Booker, amid the ongoing FBI probe of the sexual assault against allegations against Brett Kavanaugh, suggested the Senate needs to move on to another Supreme Court nominee, whether he's innocent or guilty. Yeah, now that his life is ruined, you're going to leave him with no job for the rest of his life. He can't coach girls basketball. He can't Harvard anymore. I don't even know if he can be a judge anymore. I have no idea what he can do. Even amid speculation, the probe could come to an end any day now. Booker indicated it's too late for Kavanaugh. His credibility has already been challenged. His temperament revealed at last week's heated hearing. Whether he's guilty or not, this is not a trial. Ultimately, enough questions have been raised. We should move on to another candidate. Really? Cory? I think it's... You are a heroin addict who abuses women. I don't know what you are. I don't know why. I think you wear wigs and you go to SM clubs. You could just make up whatever you want about Cory Booker because he just said that it's okay that people made up stuff about Brett Kavanaugh. And it's okay that they impugned his character and ruined his life. And his little girls and his wife are living in a secret location because they have so many death threats and people came to their home and threatened their lives. It's okay, according to Cory Booker. What if the tables are turned? Maybe it's time to turn them. Wayne Allyn, worn out.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it.
others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Hey.